This is Ted Kennedy. The right to vote is meaningless if voters can't understand the ballot. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you stubbed your toe again the other day on the right to vote. You tried to kill a provision of the Voting Rights Act that requires bilingual ballots for voters who don't speak English and can't understand their ballots. Language assistance is easily provided, Al, for millions of Hispanic, Asian, and American Indian citizens. It makes the right to vote a reality in their lives. They can cast informed ballots in elections and participate in our democracy. The voting booth is where change and better lives begin in this country, Al. By offering language assistance to facilitate the right to vote, we're not just translating words. We're translating America's ideals into practice. We should do all we can to help citizens learn English, Al. But don't penalize them in the voting booth if they can't. You speak English, Al, but you don't understand the Constitution.
Ted, one big difference between you and me is that I actually do understand the Constitution. You, on the other hand, only know and understand the language of politics and getting reelected. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that Americans have a right to ballots printed in any language. Ted, this is nuts. We should be offering English classes, not bilingual ballots, but you still sit there and promote this divisive, misleading, expensive, and disruptive government program, even though voter turnout for Hispanics has actually dropped since you introduced those ballots over 15 years ago. Ted, we need to make certain that Hispanics and all ethnic groups have the opportunity to be a part of America's mainstream. But it really looks like you enjoy being some kind of big daddy and having a controlled and manipulated constituency. If they can't read, write, or speak English, you've got them right where you want them, eh, pal? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats trying to make political brownie points and not hard work the basis for promoting federal workers. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.